Give no thought to your own interests. Replace every I with we. First, we read Romans 15, verse 3. For Christ did not please himself, gave no thought to his own interests. But as it is written, the reproaches and abuses of those who reproached and abused you fell on me. Paul tells us, Jesus gave no thought to his own interests, but kept his focus on God's will and his divine purpose. Reading this verse, I confess that I am stunned by the selfless nature of Jesus. This verse mirrors what Jesus said about himself, that he did exactly what he was told to do and say by God. For Jesus, I always meant we, Heavenly Father and Son. Webster's defines the word interest as feeling of a person whose attention, concern, or curiosity is particularly engaged by something. Jesus never let personal interests, concerns, or feelings get in the way and deter him. Jesus focused on one thing and one thing only, God's will. For most of us, it is difficult to focus on one thought or idea for an extended period of time. Our mind wanders, gets distracted, bored, makes up and creates things to think about. Reading this verse, I'm reminded of the first commandment Jesus gave us. He said that we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. In other words, we are to copy or imitate Jesus and have no thoughts, feelings, speech, or behavior that is apart from or did not come from God. I confess that this has been a hard lesson for me to learn. Karen and I have committed to listen closely to our conversation and sound the alarm any time we use the word I several times in a sentence. The Holy Spirit alerts me whenever my interests, plans, desires, or concerns begin to surface. I suddenly realize that it's time to repent and refocus on God and Him alone. Child of God, I encourage you to pray and ask God to speak to you about the me man, the I in your life. Make a sacrifice on the altar of faith by giving up every thought or interest and desire to please your selfish nature. Imitate Jesus and replace every I with we. Father, thank you for the selflessness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, teach me faithfulness and willingness to sacrifice every thought, word, and action to God for His glory. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.